Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation has been with Joe Thompson, Undersecretary for Benefits in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining me has been Greg Grieben.
Joe, playing on the technology theme from earlier, can you tell us some more about the role of technology in VBA?
Well, it has played an enormous role for many years, and I don't see that role declining in any way. We're engaged in a number of things I think are very interesting. We have an imaging project. We're going to replace veterans' claims files with image documents. Ultimately, we'll get electronic data from DOD to replace that as well. But right now, we maintain over 2 million cubic feet of paper.
And what does that fill? How big is 2 million?
I don't know. Well, it runs to 20-something million claims files that have 150 to 200 pages in them. The difficulty is that in order to make decisions on any aspect of the veteran's claim, you have to get your hands on that paper, which greatly limits your opportunities to do a better job. So by imaging them, we'll have the opportunity to change who does the work, when they do it, and where they do it, and even how they do it. So we have a very interesting imaging project on the horizon. We're testing it out now. We expect to export it to several locations this year and grow it out even more next year. We're using data warehousing tremendously. We got that up and running last year. We were starting to build enormous volumes of information on the fundamental nature of our work and who is it that comes to us for help. This is information we traditionally have not had in the past, or we've had to cobble together from many different sources. So we're finding that the data warehouse has tremendous implications for us. But just the whole scope of technology now, it is so easy to develop certain systems. We're really finding that there's going to be an enormous payoff for being able to leverage that. By the end of this year, veterans will be able to file applications for benefits online with us. They'll be able to update their own records in certain programs with us. So we see this as really being the wave of the future.
Well, if it's hard to attract employees in general, it's even harder to attract technology-enabled employees. How's the VBA doing in those regards?
Traditionally, we have hired and kept COBOL programmers for many years on the payrolls. Obviously, that strategy is not going to work in the future. What we're seeing is that we can maintain a small core of trained and knowledgeable employees in IT, but we're doing an awful lot of contracting out of that work. It's too expensive and too difficult to maintain the skills you need in-house, so we're really looking to the outside world for help in many areas.
Any other comments regarding e-commerce playing other roles at VBA?
Again, we expect that much of the paper that traditionally comes to VA, and not just in their claims files, but even things that are filed by the people we do business with routinely, such as schools for the GI Bill education program or mortgage companies for the home loan program, we expect that most of that will be replaced over the next few years, that the days of mailing paper to the VA are drawing to a close.
So much of what you described is paper process that you can easily imagine doing electronically now. 10 to 15 years, how many employees do you think VBA will have?
We'll have, my guess is, far fewer than we have today. I don't know what the number is because our projections are based more on what laws are written or what conflicts we're likely to be in than even advances in technology. If the Congress changes a compensation law in a fundamental way, either to make it much more difficult to process things or much easier, it has an enormous ripple effect on the size of the workforce. But my estimation is we will be considerably smaller by at least a third, perhaps more than that.
One of the interesting trends in government is the increased use of public-private partnerships. Can you tell us what types of partnerships have developed at VBA, and if you see these partnerships increasing in the future?
Oh, absolutely. We're working very closely with key segments of our stakeholders on partnering to do a better job to help veterans. For example, our home loan business. Within the next 2 years, about 90% of all home loans will be originated and guaranteed without any VA involvement. Traditionally, you came to us, we gave you a certificate of eligibility, we assigned the appraiser, we underwrote the loan, and then we issued a guarantee at the end. All of that will be automated and will be in the hands of the mortgage community. And our job then becomes oversight to make sure that they're doing the best job possible. Same thing with education. Schools traditionally send us information, and we enter enough of that in our computer systems to issue the veteran a payment. By 2002, our goal is to have 90% of that done automatically by the schools on a pass-through that comes into our computer systems, and we maintain the oversight responsibilities. Our insurance program, up until the 60s, was totally in-house since 1966. We've done that in partnership with the Prudential Insurance Company. They actually issue the policies, and we oversee their running of the programs, both for service members and recently discharged veterans. And as I mentioned before, in our compensation and pension program, we're asking veteran service organizations to provide a lot of the upfront information on claims, things that they traditionally have not done in the past that will make it easier and faster for us to provide good service. So partnerships are a key strategy for us in terms of how we see our organization proceeding in the future.
We've just talked about an awful lot of change, doing away with fewer people and doing things electronically. What advice are you giving to people who you're mentoring, the future leaders of VBA, in terms of the types of skills they'll need? Is it more technical, less technical? What will those managers and leaders need?
I think you certainly need a greater awareness of technical capabilities and possibilities. I don't know that you need to be a super technician yourself, but I think you need to understand at least what's available to you in terms of technology. But I always counsel them the same thing. We're in the people business. If you've got to learn one skill, you need to learn about human beings and how to treat them and how to respond to their needs. That's how you're successful. So that's the advice I would give to anybody that would ask me that question.
And how about working in a large organization? Are there special challenges to managers and leaders?
Absolutely. It's a complex world. You don't control many of the things that are going to directly impact on your performance. So you need to capitalize on the things you do have within your control and try to influence the things that are not under your direct control. Again, VA has traditionally been a very conservative command and control organization. Just the whole thought of bringing employees more into the mix and capitalizing on their skills and abilities is somewhat of a switch for us, and it's one that that we put a lot of time into training both our more experienced managers as well as our new ones on this is the way organizations run in the 21st century. This is the only way they can succeed.
And how does one prepare for sort of the openness around VBA? I mean, today in the newspapers and magazines, there's grades about how well you're doing. So I guess the flip side of openness is actually people come back and report on that. How does one prepare for being able to deal with that?
Well, you just need to accept that as part of your life. That I think any public service job comes with the great scrutiny that I think is an important part of American political process. And I like history, and I like American government. And I would say that having that scrutiny, while it makes you squirm and wiggle a little bit while it's on there, ultimately it's good for you, and it's the right thing for society to have that kind of focus and to make criticisms of you. Even when it's not justified, that's okay, Tom.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much, Joe, for spending some time with us today. Greg and I have appreciated that. This has been the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. To learn more about the endowment's programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, please visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com.